This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says about 500,000 people have fled fighting in Gaza over the past week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
There were roughly 1.3 million people sheltering in Rafah before Israel began pushing into the city, which Israel says is the last Hamas stronghold. Israeli forces are also battling Hamas militants in northern Gaza. The army's evacuation orders issued on Saturday have displaced around 100 people so far. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters on Monday. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes in central Gaza have killed at least 12 people overnight and into Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. will stand by Ukraine until its security sovereignty is guaranteed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged on Tuesday in a visit to Kyiv at a time when Russia is mounting fresh attacks in the country's east. The top U.S. diplomat is the first senior U.S. official to travel to Ukraine after the U.S. Congress passed last month a $61 billion military aid package following a delay of several months during which Russia gained advantage on the battlefield. Georgia's parliament on Tuesday passed the third and final reading of a quote-unquote foreign agents bill, clearing a major hurdle on its way to becoming law. About 1,000 protesters picketed the fortress-like parliament building amid a major police presence during the debate. On hearing the bill had passed, they shouted, "Slaves and Russians!" Demonstrators have been running for weeks and typically peak in the evening, where crowds numbering in the tens of thousands have mounted some of the biggest protests seen in Georgia since it regained independence from